This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for November 12, 2020. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. We lead off JLN today with stories from the JLN team about FIA Expo. The first one is by Tom Thompson. FIA Expo, U.S. Treasuries 2020 March Madness. Wednesday morning, Kevin McPartland, head of research at Greenwich Associates, and his U.S. Treasury market key takeaways from March 2020 panelists dug into what happened in the market during that remarkable month. The Managed Funds Association's Ben Allensworth said that his members face various pressures, especially from the transitory dislocations between cash and futures, and the on-the-run and off-the-run treasuries. Some got out of positions and some stayed in, as one would expect given the variety of strategies deployed by hedge funds. To read this story, go to johnlothiannews.com. The second story is from Suzanne Cosgrove. FIA Expo Eurex CEO Michael Peters weighs in on ESG EU equivalents. Making his debut performance at an FIA conference Wednesday, Eurex CEO Michael Peters argued in favor of the drive towards environmental, social, and corporate governance products and weighed the pros and cons of the European Commission's equivalence decision for UK CCPs. To read this story, go to johnlothiannews.com. The next story is from Sarah Rudolph, Editor-in-Chief of John Lothian News. FIA Expo 2020 was a very good year for ICE. Far from being felled by the COVID pandemic or anything else that has happened in 2020, the Intercontinental Exchange had its best year in history in revenue and earnings and made its largest acquisition deal ever, which is saying a lot, by buying Ellie Mae 2 months ago. To read this story, go to johnlothiannews.com. The next story is from Matt Rabel, FIA Expo, Innovation on the Edges. Jim Carruth, Communications Director of Incubex and former JLN Editor-in-Chief, began Innovation on the Edges on day two of FIAV by saying happy birthday to the exchanges on each panelist present on the call. The Hong Kong Exchange is celebrating its 20th year as a publicly traded company. The Singapore Exchange is 21 this year, and the Brazilian Exchange, Brazil Bolsa Balcão, or B3, is 3 years old. But of course, Cruz said, legacies for each go way back further. To read this story, go to johnlothiannews.com. The next story is from Tom Thompson again. FIA Expo, good fragmentation versus bag fragmentation. Deborah North, partner at the law firm of Allen & Overy, moderated the Wednesday morning panel titled, Is Market Fragmentation the Future? At FIA Expo 2020. She was joined by Trebu Bland from ICE Futures US, Robert Boyge from ABN AMRO, Eric Mueller from Eurex Clearing, and Nathaniel Lalone from Katten Muchin. To read this story, go to johnlothiannews.com. The next story is from Suzanne Cosgrove. Industry Buzz, and it's titled FIA Expo, ESG Derivatives Evolve, But Growing Pains Remain. Industry buzz about exchange-traded environmental, social, and corporate governance products has grown, but getting traction on ESG derivatives can be challenging, a panel of industry specialists said. To read this story, go to johnlothiannews.com. The next story and the last one is from Matt Rabel, FIA Expo 2020, Overview of Innovator Pitches. The Innovators Pavilion is one of the most intriguing parts of FIA, a small curated collection of starry-eyed startups aspiring to make their mark. On the first day of FIA's virtual Expo V conference, each of the nine companies had the opportunity to give a pre-recorded demo day style presentation to FIA Expo attendees before their virtual booths opened on day two. These presentations included Q&A rounds from judges. To read this story, go to johnlothiannews.com. Here are today's comments from the hits and takes section of JLN. Luke Jeffs of FOW has a story about advanced talks confirmed by four people with knowledge of the deal between Goldman Sachs and Trading Technologies for Goldman to acquire TT. This follows up on a Barron's story of a week ago and confirms that talks are taking place, though no deal has been struck yet. Chuck Mackey has been covering Expo V as he usually does with these types of events. You can see his day one coverage with a link in today's JLN. CNN reported that if Texas were its own country, it would be ranked among the world's top 10 countries in terms of total COVID-19 cases, according to Johns Hopkins data. The U.S. set another daily record of coronavirus cases with 145,000 yesterday. Whatever happened to flatten the curve? The Wall Street Journal reports that the number of hospitalized COVID-19 patients in the U.S. reached 65,368, according to the COVID Tracking Project, passing the record set Tuesday for the highest number of hospitalizations since April. Ben Zynga followed up on the Dallas Morning News story about how NASDAQ and other exchanges are exploring a move to Texas with a meeting set for November 20th with Texas Governor Greg Abbott. They would move their data centers to Texas. Here are the list of the finalists for the Benzinga 2020 Global FinTech Awards. Apex Clearing is among the finalists in two categories. See the link for this in the John Lothian newsletter today. This is the ultimate way to end it all, or at least 2020. A new Japanese theme park attraction lets guests zipline into Godzilla's mouth. You gotta see it to believe it. Yet again, our JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign was shut out with no new donations yesterday. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by donating to our GoFundMe campaign. Here are some more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. This is from Bloomberg and Peter Coy. To save capitalism, we must help the young. Some surprising ideas from Deutsche Bank, a pillar of the German financial establishment. Deutsche Bank AG may be the biggest bank in Germany, but that hasn't kept its research arm from sounding a bit like Representative Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, the lefty New York Democratic congresswoman, in the new issue of the bank's magazine, Konzempt. The issue made headlines on Bloomberg and elsewhere for proposing a 5% tax on people who work from home, with the proceeds going to help low earners who aren't able to work from home. There's a story from Mondo Visioni, FTSE, the inside story by Mark Makepeace, founder and former CEO of FTSE Russell Group, by Herbie Skeet. I have known Mark Makepeace for over 35 years. I was at Reuters and Mark was at the London Stock Exchange. The bit of Reuters that I was in, the market's data bit, is now known as Refinitiv, and it is ironic that Refinitiv is about to be acquired by the London Stock Exchange Group. Ironic because back in the day, Reuters and the LSE were deadly rivals. The LSE had a domestic equities information service, Topic, which was in competition with Reuters products, and it took many years for Reuters to get close to Topic's market share. And Mark's help in getting us to understand what the markets wanted, especially in information of the FTSE 100 constituents, was a key part of our success. I must point out that the help Mark gave us was what he would give us would give to any vendor carrying LSE data. Ben Zynga has the story, NASDAQ, other exchanges to meet Texas governor next week to explore relocation out of New Jersey. Representatives of NASDAQ and other major exchanges will meet with Texas Governor Greg Abbott on November 20th in Austin as they consider relocation of their trading platforms from New Jersey to Dallas. NBC5 Dallas Worth reported Tuesday. It's smart reporting by Ben Zynga to follow up on a story stuck behind a paywall. New daily coronavirus cases in U.S. rise to 145,000, latest all-time high. Why experts say nationwide mask use is currently the best strategy to combat coronavirus. This is from the Washington Post. In 1 week, new daily coronavirus cases in the U.S. went from 104,000 to more than 145,000 on Wednesday, the latest all-time high. Almost every metric is trending in the wrong direction as states add restrictions and health officials warn of a dangerous fall ahead. My comment? Please wear a mask. Here are the top three most read stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was the John Lothian News story, FIA Expo, CME Group's Duffy is sailing smoothly in uncharted waters. Second was another John Lothian News story, FIA Expo, Tarbert misses opportunities in keynote address. And the third was Yahoo News, Loeffler at Purdue call on Georgia Republican Secretary of State to resign. Here are your MarketsWiki statistics of the day. The site has 192,500,202 pages viewed with 24,519 pages and 226,729 edits. This podcast has been sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.